Kamala Harris is the US Democrats' likely new bid for a White House win. But as many people still have an issue saying her name, the vice president retweeted an old video explaining the correct pronunciation.
It's not Kamala. It's not Kamala.
It's not Kamala.
It's Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
Many Irish people will be familiar with Kamala's plight. But can we be taught to get each other's names right?
My name is Clara and everybody calls me Kira, except when I went on Erasmus in France, and then everybody called me Clara and they called my friend Kira Clara. So it was a nice turning of the tables.
My name is Guy and many people get my name really wrong. Like many people say Gui.
Finley is my full name.
Finley?
Yeah. Everybody thinks I'm a guy. Yeah.
My name's Sarah, but it's spelled like S-A-R-A, and everyone says Sarah. Even though there's no H, everyone reads it wrong.
Do you ever get into situations where maybe someone has been calling you Sarah for a long time, and it's gone past the point of no return, you just have to accept that's your name with them?
Yeah. 100%. Especially if it's someone that I don't know well, and there's no point in correcting them. It's just, I'll leave it as it is.
There's definitely, like, certain people that are in, like, a friend circle. It's like two people. I get their names crossed, and I can't remember who's which, and I don't want to take a shot in the dark. So I just lay out.
What do you call them then? Buddy?
Bud?
Guy?
I'm like, what's up, man? Something like that, I don't know.
Well, my name's Leighton. So yeah, I've had an issue with that for a while. People tend to never remember my name. Well, I was actually named after a Welsh footballer, Leighton James. He was a footballer from Wales in the 80s.
Was he a decent one at least?
I think he was pretty good, yeah.
Well, my name's Aoife, so if I ever leave Ireland, it's a problem.
What are some of the things people have called you abroad?
It's usually Auf, Aofi. Sometimes it gets auto-corrected as well in text messages to spiders, which is a bit strange.
Spiders,
hi, spiders. But
yeah, my name's Dervla, and I usually get Deborah and Dervil, which I think is less common than Dervla, but I get it a lot, and especially with non-Irish people.
Does it sort of do something to your identity when somebody thinks your name is Deborah?
Yeah, maybe I should start taking on the personality of a Deborah, which I imagine is more dour and less interesting than a Dervla could be. Sorry to the Deborahs listening out there.
Dara, a nightmare when you leave Ireland. Daragaga, Daraga, Darag. Darag is a regular one. Yeah, it's a complete disaster when you leave Ireland.
I have here a couple of Irish names. I wondered if you might be able to pronounce any of them.
Good luck. There's the good, the bad, and the Irish.
That's an O?
Yeah.
Caoim.
So I'd say Caoim. Something like Caoim. Something different, right?
It's actually Caoiva.
Oh my God, no. We would have not known that.
That's insane.
Kashifun.
Good try. And you?
I don't know. Kashifion. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, if I were to tell you it's Keelan, how would that make you feel?
No.
What? How is it possible?
Shadum.
I was going to say close, but actually not close at all. It's actually a scythe.
Oh my God.
Why do you have so letters that you don't even pronounce?
Keomihi.
Mm-hmm.
Taj.
Sure.
Eogan. Kaufion.
Quiva, Tig, Owen, and Keelan.
Wow. I nailed that. 4 out of 4.
Do you think it's important for people to try and get other people's names right? Or do you think we take it a bit too seriously when people get our names wrong?
I think it's important. It makes me feel really bad for my parents when people pronounce my name wrong, because that's not what they intended.
Does it piss you off?
Yeah, it does. Very much so. Specifically when I used to spend a lot of time in the US. I remember like working in like a country club when I was like 20. Actually had to spell my name G-A-R-A because people just didn't have a clue how to pronounce Darag.
I mean, most of the time I understand that they don't mean any harm when they get it wrong, but it doesn't feel the best.
My name is Connor. It's definitely easier to pronounce than like any other name that might be more difficult to pronounce, but then also it's like probably more forgetful. Like if it's more of an interesting name, then it's going to be memorable.
I don't know. I think it's a good conversation starter when someone gets your name wrong. People love to kind of ask you then what it means. You can kind of make a whole story about it. I always tell people it means, I think, daughter of a poet, and then I say, but both my parents work in IT, and that usually gets a little bit of a laugh.
Oh, okay, so it's a whole bit.
Yeah, I do a little bit for them.
My name is Sabina. God, if I had a penny for every time somebody added an R to my name and called me Sabrina, I'd be a very wealthy woman indeed.
Sabina Brennan is a psychologist, neuroscientist and best-selling author, and she says forgetting names or specific pronunciations isn't just common, it's normal.
Our brains didn't evolve to remember everything. I mean, our brains are bombarded with 34 gigabytes of information every day. So the thing is, our brains can't process all of the information that we take in. What happens is when you first are introduced to somebody and you get their name, there's an awful lot of things going on. You're probably conscious of how you look, or, you know, maybe you're eating something at a party. And so you may not even register the name in the first place. So it becomes an issue of paying attention as opposed to a recall issue. If you don't attend to something in the first instance, a memory can't be formed. And so, you know, there's no memory there in the first place to retrieve.
Depending on the person and the circumstance, however, making an effort to say a name correctly can be important. And memory tricks are relatively straightforward, according to Sabrina. Did I say Sabrina? I meant Sabina.
You know, because names are abstract, the only way you can really, you know, purposefully or intentionally remember them is to attach the link to the person's face or to something about that person. I mean, their face is very important because you want to be able to do a name face recognition when you see that face. You've got to be very careful, though, if you link it to something like, you know, Barry with the big nose or various others, because your brain may glitch and come out, oh, hi, big nose. And so you got to be very careful what you link it to. So it's like that with Kamala Harris. In one of her interviews, she said it was like comma, as in the punctuation mark. So Kamala Harris, that helps me pronounce it. And I think the same applies with, you know, anything. If we find a name unusual for us to pronounce, that if we make the effort and put something tangible there, rather than abstract, it's easier for us to remember tangible things.